Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of January 25th, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. We are back here to talk about a bunch of stories submitted by our listeners. The most topical things happening here on News AF. Here we are back with the News AF team. First, a man who must be unusually chilly because I do not ever remember him wearing a hat like this in 6 years of News AF. Here he is, Pickleball's top influencer, America's dad, Father Nature, it's Tyson Apostle.
Whoop whoop. These mornings are chilly in Arizona, the desert mornings. I took Bergen to school this morning in 44 degrees.
Wow.
Temperature. So I dressed up for that. And then I had to take Marlo, but a half an hour later to her school, and it was still probably like 48 degrees. And even though it's 70 ish in this house here right now, I still feel comfortable how I am because I haven't, you know, worked up a rich lathery sweat. I know Danny likes to get his calisthenics done early in the morning.
Minute I start moving, yeah. Lather just all over my body.
Just lather. So, yeah. So I feel great. Just thought it would be like a new cool look. Morning. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Here's the man, always with a cool look and a lather. Mm-hmm. Here he is. It's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I'm searching for a picture of a meat mask. Oh, I found it.
Yes.
I just found
for later in the episode.
Yes. Yes. So
not too many spoilers now. We can tell it later.
Just it's a picture of me with some strange meat on my face.
Yeah.
So we're going to say right now.
Yes. That's quite the tease.
Okay. All right. This is a photo of you, Danny Bryson. Now you're just doing like a Google image
with
search.
A meat mask.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. And Rob, have you ever worn a meat mask?
No. No, I have not.
Have you ever had any kind of meat, mask or other, on your face?
Meat on my face. I cannot recall.
Pepperoni slices on the eyeball as a joke
or as a I feel like spa that treatment.
Could irritate your eyes. I feel like this is very the definitely oils. Would. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Pink eye. 100% pink eye right there.
Yeah. I have to say, I think that's a pass. I can't recall the time I had either raw or cooked meats on my face.
Tyson, I didn't even think of the raw chicken facial. Well, I bet we can make that a TikTok thing.
Oh, because yeah, the raw chicken is very cold. I'm sure it like really preserves like a chill. Like it's get like the like bags out, the puffiness.
You it's have like to that wear. Cool sculpting. You just immerse yourself in a bunch of chilled chicken carcasses and
you have to wear swimming goggles to keep the juices from getting into your eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But otherwise it probably really dissipates the inflammation.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Till you look young, right?
Sure.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Young blood transfusion while chicken raw chicken soaks.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to look at least a couple minutes younger.
At the minimum.
Yeah.
So you're saying the amount of time you spend soaking raw chicken on your face, it will make you look as young as when you started putting raw chicken on your face in that moment.
Yeah. And counteract any bad side effects from obsessive hot dog consumption, which we learned 30 minutes per hot dog, right?
Wow.
So counteract that with some raw chicken soak.
Okay. Well, none of these statements
asterisk
have been,
at the bottom.
Yeah, have been studied by the FDA. And I personally do not recommend. Some people are asking, what about putting hot dogs on your face, Danny?
Oh, I would recommend that. A summer sausage can be nice. You lay those. If you
I'm
just
not putting
tap
any meat on my face,
tap gently, kind of like you kind of want to tenderize the meat on your face with the summer sausage.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to like you. Sort of like bring out like a little bit of redness, like
flush the cheeks. Yes, it'll flush the cheeks. It'll bring the blood to the surface, and it'll fight time, father time.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we have any news stories today?
We have many. We have many to get to. Why don't we start off with our top story at this hour? This is the story of a Texas woman who visited Walmart. And of course, you know, what's great about Walmart is they have everything.
Yeah. And also, this story so far could be any Texas woman because all Texas women visit Walmart. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Watch for falling prices, you know, that.
Yeah. Tumbling constantly.
I have a Walmart near me and they've got like grocery items. They've got it all at Walmart.
Yeah. As long as you hit the Walmart within the first 5 years of it being constructed, great place. Really great place.
Okay.
After that, you're going to want to avoid.
All right. So a 49-year-old Texas woman was arrested and charged with a third degree felony after she tried to pick up something at Walmart that I guess was not for sale. She attempted to buy a child at Walmart for the low, low price of $500,000.
Just confused. She was just confused. She's like,
hold up.
Child's for sale, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
How did this work? How did this play out?
Okay. All right. A woman, the mother of the child was at Walmart.
Okay.
She was on the self checkout line, which kudos to mom because you're doing self checkout. You've got a small child
juggling
and you're
kids.
Doing self and self checkout. Like, you know, incredible, incredible. So a woman came over, started commenting on the child's blonde hair and blue eyes. She wanted to know, she said, how much could she purchase him for? The mom tried to laugh it off. And then and the woman responded with one of these, like, I'm not joking.
Okay.
Not
joking. Smart investment.
In a child.
Blue eyes, blonde hair, which will eventually disappear. You know, go for a redhead probably cost even more. That's a rare trait and more rare as time goes by.
Like the Snorlax. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lady said, I have $250,000 in the car. Cash deal.
She must be a lotto winner because only lotto winners carry that amount of money.
Yeah, this is crazy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The mom says no amount of money would do.
Correct
then,
answer.
The woman, the buyer, began screaming and said if she wouldn't take $250,000, then she would give $500,000 because she really wanted him.
Classic rich person. This reminds me of the Veruca in Charlie and Chocolate Factory. And wants the dad to buy everything. She wants the dad to buy a new Balloompa. And this is classic rich person. Can't get what they want. Raise the price. Scream.
Okay,
so going. Let me. I mean, I guess if you're trying to buy a kid.
Right. Walmart's a good place to start.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So carry on. Okay. Yeah. 500,000. Then what happened?
So then I guess the woman started getting upset that she would not take the deal. And so then basically the mom got in her car, locked the door. Then the woman.
The lady followed her out to the parking lot.
She got into her black SUV and left the scene. And then the police put out a warrant for her arrest. I guess my question is, what law did she break?
I don't think you're allowed to buy children.
Not allowed to buy children?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's child trafficking. Child trafficking. Yeah. And my question is, did the police find $250,000 cash in her car?
I don't know if they found her.
Really? They have pictures of her.
They have pictures of her. Okay.
If I opened up her trunk and like a bunch of kids ran out.
Mm-hmm.
from previous purchases.
Because that's what I want to know. Is she telling the truth that she had cash, or was she going to lure her there, then kidnap the kid?
No, she's being held at the Houston County Jail on a $50,000 bond. Why is she being held for $50,000 bond? She has $250,000 in the car.
Put the full price out there.
Yeah. Maybe. Did she not really have $250,000?
No, she would. No, people don't lie about stuff like that. She definitely has it. She just feels like the bond is unjust, and she wants time and justice to solve.
She might not. She might be a kidnapper, and that was her play. Was to, like, you know, I don't know.
Write a check.
Well, because listen, if she can,
like, oh, just put the kid in the car, and then I'll go. Well, let me go get the money.
Well, and then what's? And then the parent is also involved at that point as part of, is guilty also for trafficking. So at that point, then, like, the parents are also implicated. So I think, I don't know that she has that money really. Mm-hmm. But it is very, very scary to think that
she's just an old soul. Buying children was no big deal like 200 years ago. Plus, I would guess that alcohol or some kind of glue or fentanyl was involved. Paint.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yes.
Your son, second son.
Oh, you're going to have to pay a lot for that kid.
Cute very little guy. Helpful. Yeah. Cute little guy. But you don't know this. Let's rewind to just like a year after he's born.
He was still pretty good. This is going to cost a lot, Tyson. If you're offering to buy my child in the past, super expensive.
I'm just saying, like, what's your play here? This lady is asking you. I would definitely, like, because I have, I mean, as a parent, you take your kids, there's always people commenting on how cute your kids are. And so
that's step one of every child abductor or buyer. Super cute kid.
Right. Yeah.
What's their percentile for weight and height? Like, see their score sheet.
But then they also have to see the parent. They have to do like a Gattaca background check on the parents to see that they're also ideal specimens for the future of this child. If I had been approached, I would laugh it off the first thing.
Like, sure.
Oh, that's a weird compliment, but thank you very much. But then as they keep going,
second offer warrants a call to the authorities.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you call the police or are you just like to the Walmart security? Just like that lady.
I mean, you're probably a little flattered, right?
You are, but at the same time, you're definitely flattered. Like,
lots of kids to choose from at a Walmart, and they zeroed in on yours. Mm-hmm,
right.
Thank you.
Like, it's a little, it is a little bit of a compliment.
Well, it depends on how many, it depends on how many kids she offered to buy that day.
I guess so.
Would you be offended if she approached another family before you and you thought the kid was less cute than yours?
Correct.
And then she offered you less money. More.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. More money to them. Would you be like, come on. Mm-hmm. My kid's at least a $500,000 kid. Really? You're going to offer $500,000 to that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I recommend that you do not sell your children to anybody anywhere. And even a Texas Walmart.
They could be a pop star and make way more
influencer
than that.
You know, you never know. They could be worth more than that. And I guess, like, where's the cutoff where? Because you could offer somebody to be your surrogate, right? That's not a crime.
Yeah. No, that's not a crime.
Yeah. So, but I guess if they're already pregnant, you can't say how much for.
You can. There's legal ways to adopt and put a child up for adoption, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I don't know those ways, but I know that.
I think you just leave them at a fire station or a church.
No, but I know that does happen. Like, I know that, like, being a surrogate, you do negotiate, I think, like, you know, a fee also like the medical expenses and insurance and all of that stuff. And so, yeah, there are ways. And even once a child is born, but I think you have to go through the legal methods of doing that and make sure it's done properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm really curious to know. The big mystery for me here is, was the woman, Rebecca Lynette Taylor, how much is she actually worth? Does she have the money she claims to have?
Well, let's go see, because I think you can Google net worth of, like, celebrities.
You think she's a .com?
Is she a celebrity now?
I don't know.
Just got some .com money, you know, made it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. I know that just after I won Blood versus Water, net worth had me listed as about $150,000,
$200,000.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, they
did you consider buying a child?
What?
They didn't update it?
Well, no, even for years and years after, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I think they did, but I think that they, let me look at my net worth here.
Whoa, dude.
Because they'll know more. You know, LibertyNetWorth.com. They say I'm worth about $450,000 now.
Look at you.
Yeah, nice. You know, Willie, Tyson, I don't know if you were there, but Willie once offered to buy a baby from a lady at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I remember that? I was there. I was
Hey, I'll buy your baby. And she just walked away.
No, it was a lady who came up and was...
Oh, that's right. She was asking us for change or something.
Yeah,
right?
She was doing like a drug deal off on the corner and then came up and asked us for money.
That's right.
And she had a little kid with her and Willie was like, I'll give you 10 grand for the baby right now.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad that your memory's better.
And she looked at him like, kind of like, and then she just was like, and walked away, but she like did not react. She was like contemplating it. She didn't call the police. And I looked at Willie and I was like, he's like, I 100% would have bought that baby for $10,000 and then called the police and figured out like what is best for that child because a mom
being with that lady.
Yeah. And it was like all right, in the morning.
This woman said, I was testing these parents at Walmart to see if they would sell their baby.
I'm sure her lawyers are working on that exact plea or case or whatever you would call it.
Yes. How about this? What about that? If she said, okay, I don't want to buy the baby outright. Can I rent the kids?
I don't think that's a good program to get started.
Yeah.
Oh, rent a kid.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
There's another net worth here for me. So one website says $450,000 is my net worth. Yeah. Another website says it's between $1 and $5 million.
Whoa, more than enough to buy a blonde haired baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's interesting. I'll use that. I'll probably use that second
when you go to the bank to get a loan.
Yeah, for a loan. For
you don't need any documents. Look at this website.
Look at this website that estimates my net worth between $1 and $5 million.
And they're never wrong.
Ever. They're really, really close because they have all the information.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep you posted. If maybe Walmart is going to start like maybe coming up with some way to service people that are looking to, maybe they could like start like a workshop or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's hope so.
All right. Let's talk about another story this week that comes from the world of reporting on the weather. Now,
I was hoping you were going to say pickleball.
Do you have a story from the world of pickleball?
No, I just was hoping. I was fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, please send us in if you see wild pickleball news happening so we can get Tyson's take on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this comes to us from a live news report that was going on where we were getting a report on some West Virginia weather. Of course, wild weather happening in this part of the country over the last couple of weeks. And so let's bring you a live news clip here of a woman, a reporter who is, discussing what she's seeing out in the field about what's happening with the weather. Okay. All right, here we go. So let me see. I'm going to share this on the screen and let me go ahead and play this clip for you. And hopefully we can all hear what's going on. Okay. Here we go.
Three Tori Yorgi joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Oh, geez, dude. Have you not seen this, Tyson?
I was not expecting that.
I just got hit by a car. hour, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first 40 on TV, Jory.
Now, hold on. So the reporter got hit by a car. She's going to be okay. She's going to be okay. This is a spoiler alert. Okay. She's going to be okay. The reporter got hit by the car. The reaction of the man talking, to, like, you would expect the man at the desk to react like how Tyson did. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This
he
man
was hoping for it.
This
maybe
man
a setup. You think it was a setup?
Flinch.
She set it up.
Got hit by a car.
She's got
okay.
a broken just tailbone.
No, that's what I thought because it's a violent encounter with
he
that car.
He barely raised an eyebrow.
So you're thinking, yeah. Robin Tyson, that he hired the driver to hit her? Jealous of her position as a field reporter?
I'm just saying, like, he did not react appropriately.
Okay.
Got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's a first for you on TV, Jordan.
He says,
that's a first for you on TV.
She says, I just got hit by a car. Well, that's a first for you.
Yeah. Maybe he can't see it. Somebody in the chat said maybe he's only hearing. And maybe, so he doesn't fully know. Like he doesn't see if because seeing that it's a little bit alarming. Like,
but isn't the right response, are you okay?
Yeah. But if she's well, like, but she sounds okay. And she says she's okay. She's like, yeah. So maybe he's just playing it cool. But yeah, I not the appropriate reaction. I'm like, oh, man, is that are you fine? Are you okay? Yeah. And also not the right reaction by her. But she did play it very cool on camera.
She didn't even scream the F word. I would have
screamed the F word and then punched a dent into the side of that car as hard as I could.
In high school, someone hit one of my friends as a joke with their car. Mm-hmm. And I think that what people forget... A lot of mass, even at a slow speed.
Very heavy.
Heavy. Anyway, they were all laughing in the car as they hit my friend. Mm-hmm. But when he went flying over the hood, hit the windshield, and then did like a triple somersault ninja move in the air and then crashed to the ground, everyone was shocked. And it was just unexpected how slow a car can go and still cause damage.
Oh, my God.
Was he okay?
It was, he was okay, but
did
I think
he break
all of
the
us,
windshield or something at least.
No, he kind of hit that frame piece that goes along the windshield, but everybody, it was totally quiet. Well,
that's
like, everyone was laughing,
holding their breath.
And then everyone was like, oh my gosh, he's going to be super hurt. And then he got up kind of like her, luckily, and was totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. You know how mad I would be? Like if anybody did that to me, especially on purpose.
Yeah. Thinking it was funny. Yeah. So that's the thing that is, you see that car coming in and you're like, oh, it's not going that fast. But when it hits her, she just disappears. It's like the most dramatic thing ever. You just assume that she's flown. Both her shoes have come off and she's gone like 100 feet in, you know, the direction off screen.
She's going to rally.
I'm okay. Yeah. You know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too. Just like that. I am so glad I'm okay.
Wait.
Danny. So maybe it's her fault. If this keeps happening to her, where is she standing?
Yeah, maybe she needs to pick a little bit better spots. What's, you know, with nerves of steel like that, she'll probably end up as like a reporter on the front line of some war. I mean, she just seems to roll with the punches.
What, Tyson, do you think that she's indestructible?
No.
Oh.
I definitely do not think she's indestructible. I bet she was bruised up a little bit. And I think that she played it very cool on camera, but that wasn't a very high speed hit. Like, still,
oh, sure, Tyson. Sure.
No, still, I would be definitely sore and hurt for days and days and maybe weeks, but. She's playing it cool on camera and she is not indestructible.
It's like unbreakable,
but she's tough. She's definitely tough. Like I would be definitely swearing as loud as I could. Definitely kicking the cop car.
I would say I'm done with this and probably chuck the microphone and
rip my earpiece out. And then lay down on the ground and tell the police car to get the ambulance.
Okay.
Laying down on the ground. Terrible idea. It seems like in that scenario,
I just lay down and be like, all of my body is hurt. And then sue the city for $20 quadrillion.
Maybe she needs a brighter windbreaker.
Yeah.
You mean that multicolored windbreaker thing she had on wasn't
bright.
Apparently yellow.
maybe there wasn't the right amount of reflective piping on the
maybe.
Back of it.
Maybe they need to put like some like battery powered lights on her in the future.
Yeah, those LED ones that just are like suck it on the back, scrolling across her back.
It'd be something for live news, but you know,
yeah.
People would watch.
Breaking news. Yeah, that would be cool around on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're okay. Man. You're okay. We're all good. This is you know what? It's one
sure
more
okay,
we're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're
you okay? are so sweet and you are okay.
Okay.
It is all good. You know, oh Lord.
So you
know it's my last week on the job and I think this would happen.
So you
now, was this a mistake for her to say on camera that she's all good?
Yes. Yes.
It's going to impact the court case following.
Yeah, I think a little bit, but also like when you get hit by a car sometimes, like at that speed, maybe she's not feeling it till the next day or the day after. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I'm not saying I'm all good in this situation.
No one's really talking about the driver
going
of the
to
car.
Assess.
Yeah. What were they doing so close to a bright light or lit up news?
So is the camera, so the cameraman went down too, or just the camera or what?
We don't know. We don't know who she, I mean, I think she hit the camera. It looked like the camera was definitely.
I bet her. I bet her mic was attached to the camera.
Maybe
she yanked it. Yeah.
Okay.
You were bumped in.
To me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
I don't even. Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a.
That could happen. Sure. Throughout the theory, he can't see her because definitely alludes to seeing her on video.
Spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking of it.
Now, just to set the stage for you once again, Tori's in an area right now. There has been a water main break, so there are emergency vehicles around there. And a lot of times, what we have seen in those kind of situations are when emergency vehicles are around, there's a lot of confusion from people about drivers about where to go. So it's possible
people
that's
get
what
distracted
happened there.
A little
distracted,
bit.
Not confused.
Tori, you didn't even see.
Oh
the car
God,
coming.
That woman.
Oh my God!
Did the car didn't even stop and check in on her?
Yeah, boy, and this guy not a great friend. Also, making a bunch of excuses for the person that just ran down his coworker. Yeah. He's like, that's understandable. That happens.
He's preparing the case, and they tie it back to him.
I get the sense he doesn't like her.
Man,
she's come in. She's young. She's energetic. She's
leaving. Yeah, maybe she's going to a rival station.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now as a driver, pedestrians almost always have the right of way.
Yeah. Always.
Giant metal heavy cars and meat bags don't fight well equally. So
that woman was so nice though.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to. It was an accident. I know it was. And I'm okay. Everything's fine. But again, Tim, we'll get back to the report, right? We're on Roxalana Hills Drive in Dunbar. This is where that water main break is. And this is what happens sometimes in these cold weathers. Megan Hannes with West Virginia American Water. She said that while they can't say for sure it's from the cold weather, they can say that it could be a possibility just due to those extreme temperatures dropping and kind of swinging, something that we've seen. But so far, it's just rain, and clearly, you know, roads are a little slick, and it's
obviously
a little
pretty short. I was kind of hoping she was getting hit again, and there a car comes from the other side and does the same exact thing. Like that was like now my hope, where she's just like barrage slow moving cars.
Wow. Okay, it's dangerous out there.
Oh yeah, 100%. If you're not stuck on I-95 eating shoe leather, then you're standing on the sidewalk getting struck by slow moving
by
cars.
Someone who's stuck on I-95 eating
who just
shoe
got
leather.
Off of I-95 and is in a rush to get home, sideswiping reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would be absolutely furious like the entire time. It's one time I had a guy playing indoor soccer. Sure, it doesn't seem like it. And he recklessly ran into me and was like, sorry, I was just going for the ball. And I was like, yeah, but I kicked the ball away a while ago and you still couldn't. He's like, I couldn't stop. I was like, that's reckless on your part. I'm 42. I do not need to get, it wasn't when I was 42. I was like 38. I was like, I'm 38. I do not need to get hurt in this moment. And if you're going to play like that, then I can't play with a novice.
It was
like
all a
you.
Ploy just to feel your warm body against his.
It could have been, but it did kind of jack my knee for like a little while. And so I think that like, that's would be at the minimum, that would be what my reaction would be. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you're a bad driver. Just acknowledge that you're a bad driver. Acknowledge that it was your fault because I was just standing here, and acknowledge that maybe you should not be driving if that's what you're going to do. And then get their info and sue whoever. I mean, I'm not Sue Happy. I don't think that I would necessarily sue, but
yeah, like you're not the hint of blind guy. Yeah.
But you but would. If I was you injured, would if you had to. Yeah.
Yeah. If I was injured and their insurance wasn't willing to take care of it, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Way back when, Tyson used to regale us with stories about how he would lick his cell phone screen at different times. But that was pre-COVID. That was pre-COVID. You don't do that anymore, right?
Ever. No. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I did think of Tyson, though, when I read this story about NBA legend Charles Barkley was recently spotted on the Inside the NBA show that he seems to have a interesting way to clean his glasses. Here's Charles Barkley. He seems to lick his glasses to get some moisture in there to clean them. I mean, Charles Barkley does know a thing or two about getting things off of the glass, if you know what I mean.
Nice.
But is this the way to go?
Tyson, as our expert person who licks strange objects, what do you think? How's his technique?
I've been guilty of licking sunglasses.
To clean them or to taste them.
To clean them.
Yeah.
And how's his licking? Is that how you're supposed to do it? Bottom up?
Yeah.
Bottom is that what up. You like to do?
Yeah, I for sure it is. I don't, it's not like my go-to thing. Like first I try to like dry clean with like a cloth, like he's doing like, okay, he's using the cloth. Is it working? No, it's not working.
Straight do a little lick
and then nope. You do one lens at a time because that will dry up quick and you'll just have to do it again.
Okay. So you lick one lens, wipe, check your work.
Yep.
And if you have to do rinse and repeat.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. How is saliva as a glass cleaner?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Better. Yeah. Better than water.
Better than water. Evolutionary wise, we'll eventually get spit that really shines.
So if I have, I mean, my phone is waterproof, I believe. So I could probably hold it under just like a faucet and then clean it. Like I'll do that with my sunglasses or I'll do that with my sunglasses before I lick them. Like
yeah, but when you're out at the studio, you don't have access.
Correct.
To a
That's
faucet.
What I'm saying. That's yes, that is correct.
What's your emergency go-to moisture spot? I mean, you could use your armpits if you're sweating enough, right? Could you put like your glasses clamp down on them for just a second, get some steam and some sweat and then just wipe them off?
So if I have some, if I have a bottle of water, I'll use that.
And just like right over the desk, just dump the water out onto the glasses. Like how much of a bottle do you use? Like two or three, like
no, seconds? You can put a few drops on the rag
Put it on the rag first. Good strategy.
But then you also need a dry rag to wipe the moisture off of the glasses at the end. So there's
A water bottle, two rags, probably both microfiber.
Well, you can use one corner of the rag and then the other corner of the rag. And it's not a rag. It is a microfiber cloth specific for glasses, which I do carry around in my pickleball bag.
To clean your racquetball glasses that you wear?
Yeah. I also do have lens wipes, and I also do have a spray sunglass cleaner.
What do you recommend? Glass cleaner.
I haven't really used the wipes yet. I have a whole stack of them that I haven't used.
Yeah.
But I have used the spray, and I do like that. A spray and a microfiber, then you don't need something to dry them off. You just use a spritz.
I need something. Wipe. I wear glasses. I'm watching the stuff on the computer all day. I try to wear my glasses.
Go to Costco.
Yeah.
Into where the eye doctor is.
Yes.
Go to that area and they have glass cleaner and a glass repair kit that has like teeny tiny screwdrivers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And use that. Okay. The glass cleaner lasts forever. They have like a little travel bottle and like a bigger bottle.
Yeah.
And
or just save up some saliva in a spray bottle if you really like the saliva.
I bet that that would produce mold fairly quickly.
Yeah. I have lens cleaner, and by the time I go to use it, it's always evaporated. It's just gone.
Hmm. That's how they get you.
Yeah, really. It might be a scam. They sell you these liquids, and then they, I don't know how. But
I've had mine for years. Yeah. I've had my Kirkland brand glass cleaner for years and years.
I'm talking about, I have all these lens cleaners, like for cleaning camera lenses. And every time I go to use them, they're just gone.
Like
it's empty.
Like the wipe, you open it up.
No, an actual spray.
And you don't think your kids are huffing any of this or anything?
They haven't hit huffing age yet.
Okay.
That's what everybody thinks, Danny. Euphoria, all right?
I don't watch it, but
I don't either. I know all about it. Have you had a talk with the kids about stuff that?
Maybe tonight I'll sit them down and say, have all these containers out on the table.
Just put all of these.
What's this for?
Yeah.
What is this one for? Yeah. Good idea.
Just put maybe on Euphoria for them.
Put a camera on the table, like a camera that watches the table. Put out all those cleaners. See who comes over to just take a hit or two.
The sweet siren song of
Why are you so interested in what I'm doing all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to see if Charles Barkley has the cleanest glasses on the panel from here on out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. We had talked about whether the woman that was trying to buy the baby was a lotto winner, but that was the case of another woman who found out that she won the lottery by email. Luckily, she checked her spam folder. A woman in Michigan, she checked the spam folder and found out she won the $3 million lottery prize.
So awesome.
Yeah.
She's lucky.
I got to check my spam email right now.
Everybody, check your spam folder.
Yep.
Won $3 million, right? Or somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yes.
Ooh. Thank you. You have been paid. Please confirm.
Send them your details.
Don't wait. Claim the money you deserve right now. Click here. Mm-hmm. It doesn't tell me how much.
Oh, my gosh. I just realized what this is.
Yes.
This is the scammers who let's push out this spam success story. Now everyone's clicking on every link and giving up all the information about their first pet and their maiden name.
Yeah, let me.
And social security.
Oh, here's another one. I won again. 300% welcome bonus and 40.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. We'll send them your info. Okay.
Let me see.
Let me check my spam also.
Payment check.
There it is.
Check your account now. Congratulations. You've won. Click here to get the money. It's not telling me how much I'm winning though.
You won't know until you've sent.
Okay. This says, congrats. You've received a Bank of America reward. You have been selected for exclusive rewards worth over $100 Bank of America, and it has a link to open your gift.
Yes. Plug in your account information.
Yes.
So that it can be sent directly to your account.
Yeah.
I didn't realize until we just started talking how this is the greatest scam of all.
Yeah.
They're playing the long con. They're putting out this story.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how many people the next day checked their spam folder and found a lottery winning email,
wow,
which just wanted you to link it to your account.
They're going to have to update your net worth after this. Yeah,
I'm skeptical. I've literally won, I don't know how much, but every other spam email is telling me that I've been paid something.
I got another one. Please confirm receipt of $1,000. PayPal says, hey, congratulations. You've been chosen as the winner of our PayPal survey, which I don't remember taking.
Legit PayPal, though. That please? Definitely is... PayPal at paypal.com is the email address.
This is contact@technologyreviews.de.
.de. That's legit.
Yep.
That sounds like a good domain.
Please tell us about your PayPal experience. Several exclusive offer rewards. Our entire team warmly congratulates you.
Warm congratulations, Rob. Mm-hmm. Warm congratulations.
Like a blanket that's been preheated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weighted blanket.
I also get ones about how FedEx is trying to send me a package. So
you gotta plug that info in, get those packages, you know.
Boy,
I have nothing but mail enhancement. Let me tell you,
I have some mail enhancements too. I'd say like 25% of mine are mail enhancements. 50% are like I've got some money coming and out of that 25% class action lawsuits.
25% of those mail enhancements, how many have worked?
Out of the 25%, I would say
it only needs to work once, Danny.
I would say all of them have a certain amount of placebo effect.
Oh yeah, very nice.
Where as long as you believe
it,
enough,
it works, then it works.
Yeah, then it works.
Yeah. Okay.
Mind over matter.
So, all right. So that allegedly a woman in Michigan checked the spam folder, found out she won a $3 million prize. She would have only won $1 million, but she spent
some multiplier.
Yes,
right?
She spent the extra dollar to add the mega plier.
You got to get the mega plier, dude. Don't
for only a dollar more.
No, you're not supposed to get the mega plier because it only really pays off if you win the major jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
Is my understanding. Somebody in the chat can sound off, but. My understanding is never go for the mega multiplier.
But wouldn't you be pissed if you won the $1 million? Or like, oh, if I would have paid $1 more, I could have gotten the mega plier.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. But like if you, but to pay $1 and win $6 and then pay $2 and win 12 or whatever, I don't know how it works.
Makes sense.
She said she now has added the Michigan lottery to her safe senders just in case she ever gets lucky enough to get another email about a huge prize. Come on, don't get greedy.
I feel like they would call her anyways. They probably have her contact info.
Hmm. Do they have your email when you...
Well, she did it through some kind of online purchasing, so I think Tyson's right. I think that eventually they would have contacted her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So update her celebrity net worth.
I have some Mega Millions tickets. Let's see how...
Check your email.
Let's see. Oh, it's tonight. It's tonight. Okay.
Ooh, you're going to be on the edge of your seat for the rest of the day.
No, don't even worry about it. Just look at your email tomorrow.
Just look at my email tomorrow. I do. So here's what I do. I don't look at it tonight because that gives me a whole evening to dream, but I actually don't even anymore. Then I look online to see if someone won. And then I see if someone won in Arizona. Smart. And then I see, and then I'll check my tickets.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a relative, and then you see if they'll lend you some money.
Correct.
Nice. Good order.
Okay. All right. I'm very interested to know what you two think about this story. This comes from a study. Our favorite website, studyfinds.org, says, according to a study of 2,000 Americans in a relationship, they said that... 7 out of 10 people said cooking for your partner is more intimate than sex.
Hmm. So if I cook for Liz, that's more intimate than sex. Maybe I should survey her.
Guess it depends what you're making.
Well, if like after you've made it, you're like, okay, well, I did all the hard work. Now can you service me and my intimate needs? Like, man, I can't.
Yeah, I guess. I guess the cooking was more intimate. Hmm.
I'd like to know who these. They are survey people. Yes, keep that in mind.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Okay. They asked 2,000 Americans who are in a relationship how cooking plays into their relationship, and That's that was what they said.
You know what I've learned about myself and my relationship with this survey? Yes. I've never been intimate with my wife ever.
Yeah, do you think
I don't cook? So do now I just why, realized.
Do you think this is why I got the pizza oven for Christmas? Rachel's trying to intimacy. Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Could be. I haven't taken action on it yet, so it hasn't worked.
Liz did sign us up for a
cooking class.
No, we made pesto in Italy, actually, of all places. And she did really seem to enjoy that as an activity. And I've tried my best to pretend like I also enjoyed it, but definitely did not enjoy it as much as some of the other things we do together.
Was that in Genova?
No, it was in that place right on the sea. Can't think of the name right now. It's
Florence famous.
With all the colorful buildings right on the cliff edge. Super romantic. Yeah.
Cinque Terre.
That's where it was. So it was super romantic, but for me, I found it slightly obnoxious and a lot of work, and I don't cook at home. So I guess that, Liz and I have technically never made love on her terms.
Yeah. So
it's always been what you
do. You guys cook at your house?
Yes, I do.
Oh, also. So you guys are so much more intimate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know I had a shell of a relationship.
Yeah. No. I feel like if
the cooking doesn't seem to help me at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't feel like it's.
If Nicole and I eat a meal together, which we often do not. But if we are ever going to eat together, I would say probably 9 times out of 10, I am the one preparing the meal.
Hmm.
Man, now you know that that's considered lovemaking. You didn't know before, but that's it.
Yeah. 79% of the people surveyed said that good food is the most surefire way to someone's heart.
Nope.
No, I don't think
that's,
so.
Either. That's not true.
Depends on the guest. Yeah. The ability to cook is so important that 43% of the respondents admitted that they've ended relationships with a partner if they were a bad cook.
By the way, if that was true, every cook at every good restaurant would be a rock star.
Maybe they are.
Yeah.
I guess some of them are. I'm talking about everyone. I'm talking about sometimes my bean burrito at Taco Bell is so good. I mean, every person assembling food would just be worshipped if that was really the secret to a person's heart.
Yeah.
It's not true.
No, it isn't. It's nice to have. It's good to have a good cook. But yeah, I think this is overnewsed. Overreported.
This article deserves to get hit by her.
Yeah.
Right?
Not accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to make love to the person who bruised my Mountain Dew.
Because that's an intimate experience, right?
Yeah, Danny. You pop that can and it's like that sound, hissing sound.
Danny actually, he has to go into the bathroom, turn on the faucet and the shower and pretend like he's pooping just so he can drink a Mountain Dew in privacy without his wife knowing that he's reached climax.
And fantasize about himself. The person.
Yeah.
Who stirred all of those yellow
ingredients together?
12s and hydro beta carotene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, tell me if you think that there might be some funny business going on. Who do you think was the company that sponsored this study?
Swan's Frozen Foods.
No.
What a good guess, though. Like, seriously, that was a good guess. I like
Tyson
that.
Chicken.
No.
Also a good guess. Jamie Oliver.
No, it's Kraft.
No, that it Kraft was Foods. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. Those are the people that do actually send you you can prepare meals through HelloFresh.
Cook together. Yep.
Oh, nice.
And liars. Bunch of liars. They were like, okay, all of our employees, all 2,000 of them, you all have to take this survey and here's how you're going to answer. Go do it right now. Yep.
I don't know.
And by the way, saying that eating food or cooking food or whatever is like making love just excuses you from having to make love later and report on it.
Yeah.
Or like we make love all the time. It sets the tone. I think they're saying it's not as, it's either or. I think it's
By the way, this isn't cooking with kids, but
certainly. By the way, you can get 16 free meals and 3 free gifts when you go to HelloFresh.com/RHAP16 and use the promo code RHAP16.
Wow.
By the way, what I meant by that is that when you cook for your entire family, mm-hmm. I didn't say cooking for kids, but like when you put out all those dishes, there's nothing romantic about preparing food for 5 people and then having to scream at 3 of them to bring their plates over to the sink and wipe them off.
Order the Domino's for those kids.
That is so much more romantic before you and your wife, when the Domino's man shows up and hands his pizza or whatever pizza place you like. Mm-hmm. Then you have time to be intimate later.
Yeah.
Because by the time you're done with dinner after making it and cleaning it, there's no room for lovemaking.
What did the poll participants say is the sexiest food? 73% agreed that this is the sexiest food.
Better not be spaghetti.
The sexiest food that you can prepare for a intimate partner? Is that what we're talking about?
Hot dogs.
Yes.
Hot dogs.
Boil a pot of hot dogs. Hot dogs.
I mean, there's not enough going into this because you got to know their sexual orientation. You got to know, like,
what is it, Bob?
What their dietary restrictions are.
That's not cooking. What is that? That's
such a cliche. Job.
What's the next one? Do you have the next one?
I don't have the next one.
Such a cliche.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And more than half the people said that they prefer eating a meal at home as opposed to going out.
You know, I once took all my Halloween candy that was chocolate and melted it in a pot, thinking I would create this super Franken.
Delicious drink.
It was a disgusting mess and tangle of like partially melted and fully melted chocolate bars.
Did you still finish it?
I gnawed on it for a while just because I felt like I owed it to my experiment to see it through.
Pretend
and then
like
eventually threw away like a 10-pound chunk of melted chocolate. I think the pot was ruined.
Did you only throw chocolate in there, or you threw like the Skittles and like the hot tamales?
Only chocolate.
Yeah.
Just like Butterfingers and everything all of them into one. Glock.
I thought it was genius. A great idea.
Danny's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, Danny, is that the way those chocolate bars are already built is that they've already thrown some Glock into a thing. And so then they're like, okay, nougat and Butterfinger Glock do not mix.
I used to do experiments like that all the time. That was just a food experiment.
You were a scientist.
They never worked out.
Budding scientist.
I was. Yeah. I once thought I had a gumball machine, and I thought I would turn it into one of those things that you put your fingers on and the electricity goes to it. So I stripped a plug.
Yeah.
I stripped a plug, wrapped it around the middle thing, the little screw thing that goes in the middle of a gumball. And then I stripped the plug for some reason on the other end. And when I put it into the wall socket, it
just exploded.
I went blind, set the wall on fire, and burned my fingers. Uh-huh. And I didn't even get to see what the result was on the gumball machine.
How old were you?
I was probably like 10.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, and your mom encouraged all these scientific explorations you were doing.
I do wonder what they thought. I mean, she probably never knew what happened. Did knock out the power on the upper floor by tripping the breaker.
Yeah. I know for sure what she thought. She's like, my son will be a serial killer.
He will be. He will. Or she thought at the very least, he's not going to make it to his 20s because all of his experiments, very dangerous.
Yeah. They all lead to, even though his chocolate bar, he doesn't think was dangerous.
It probably was mixing chemicals that by themselves were not.
And then heating them up and you're inhaling them as you're boiling your glop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They found me naked in the woods, wandering around with a giant chunk of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say giant. Something else.
No chocolate. Okay.
All right. One other food related story, a late addition, that there is a brand new alleged Oscar Mayer bologna face mask that has become available.
I've dropped in my picture, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are selling this. Like you can buy a bologna meat.
It's sold out.
Yeah. Sold out.
What's it for? Is it good for your skin?
Yes.
Good for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Bologna is good for your skin?
Yeah.
What are their claims?
The product is not actually a slimy piece of meat. It's actually just looks like bologna.
Yeah, it's non-edible, if I remember correctly.
So it's just a regular face mask that like sometimes you walk in and your wife's wearing it. You're like, ah! And they're like, oh, it's just for the bags under my eyes.
That would be great if you did make a face mask out of salami, because then you could kind of gnaw on it and then eat the cucumbers that you had on your eyes and then not only did you treat your face, but you also treated your stomach and had an intimate moment with your wife.
Mm-hmm. But where's your bread? No bread?
Does bread come into any kind of beauty product at all?
No, too many carbs.
Soak your hands in bread?
No. Mm-hmm. Maybe the dough.
Yeah, there you go.
Not once you cook it. But Danny, so you have a meat mask that you're going to share with us?
Early on, Tyson and I, on the document. I don't know if that's a good place to put it.
Okay, let's see. All right, so Danny, has a meat.
Now, Tyson, this is me and Tyson in Germany. We attempted the schnitzel, meat mask. And I found the benefits of making a meat mask out of schnitzel to be very great.
Okay. Laughter from the entire restaurant in Austria.
Yeah. And I felt my face was fresh. The heat near my face opened my pores. Mm-hmm. And my skin just, would you say it glowed, radiated? What would the word be that you use?
It was radiant. Yeah. And youthful. Yeah. Flawless.
Flawless. And so, you know, we were in on the meat mask trend.
Yeah. Okay.
Early.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, here is Danny Bryson's meat mask.
Really nice.
The schnitzel mask. And like I said, Tyson took the picture and probably helped guide me through the process. So if this turns into a big money-making opportunity,
sure,
he does deserve some.
Now, Tyson, a lot of people listen to the podcast and aren't watching the video, which they should definitely check out on our YouTube channel.
Yes,
but a lot of people are on the road and doing things. They can't watch the video right now. Could you paint the picture of Danny wearing a meat mask?
Yeah, so schnitzel is a meat that is like very flattened and big, like the size of a pancake, and then it's deep fried.
Yeah.
So what Danny did was he sawed some square eye holes in the middle of this meat and a mouth hole, and then held it up to his face. So he looks kind of like, it's like a jack-o'-lantern style carving, but out of a slab of meat instead.
And the more I stare at it, the more trippy it is. If you look just at my eyes and face, it looks as if they don't belong there because the light and shadow work going into it. It's very strange. I'm starting to have this weird, trippy effect.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened was we were three Americans in an Austrian castle that was a restaurant, and we got the schnitzel because that's what this restaurant was famous for. And we were all underdressed because in Europe, they dress up a little bit business casual to go out to dinner. And so we were already kind of like sticking out a little bit, and people were a little apprehensive of the Americans that were probably a little,
we weren't being loud enough. They expected us to be louder. So
probably we were loud, but not loud enough. And then Danny makes the meat mask. And when he holds it up to his face, the entire restaurant started laughing.
Everybody loves a good meat to face joke. Mm-hmm. Like, it's international.
Yeah.
That kind of humor, meat to face, is just will get anyone laughing in any place. If you have a hard time talking to someone in a foreign country, you just bring some meat up to your face, maybe smack it around a little bit, and you'll get a giggle, and that'll bridge.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. It'll bridge cultures, and all will be one.
Should Danny make that his avatar on social media?
Yes.
Yeah. Should this be an NFT?
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
I mean, if you look at Danny's face, he's never been happier.
You've never seen me smile.
That's never seen him smile. So weird.
Yeah. I've never seen him smile that big.
But to be honest, I had to smile so that my mouth would kind of fit the mouth I cut in the meat.
Forced.
Yeah. So I was just lining it up.
Mm-hmm. How was the schnitzel, Danny?
Oh, so good. Oh, that's a lot of schnitzel too, by the way. It came with a huge plate of fries. So exactly my kind of meal.
Okay. Yeah. Danny.
Potatoes.
Danny, do you have a bolt hole story for us? The size of a giant face schnitzel.
Yeah, let me take us there, Rob.
All right, here we go.
I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
This article was on The Verge, and it applied to things we have talked about here on the podcast several times, and also involves an app that I use every day. and that is there's an app called Strava.
Yes.
You use it to record your physical activities, running, lifting weights, rowing, whatever it is you do. Mm-hmm. And they've updated it recently to include toilets, bathrooms, access to potties.
Okay. It'll tell you where they are.
Finally, hopefully, we can eliminate a lot of these poop on the lawn stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's kind of why this was brought up, probably in a Strava meeting, like, hey, what can we do? What social good can we do?
How can we give back?
How can we give back? Exactly. Thank you. And they've done it. They've mapped out toilet areas, which as someone who runs, I can't tell you how helpful that is, because a lot of times you don't know how long you can last, right? It's coming, it's knocking at the door. Yep. And it's just nice to have this quick resource you could look at and be like, boom, I've got a bathroom within a quarter mile. I can clench for that long.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought this was a great tie-in to so much that we talk about, because those the anonymous poopers, that was a big deal for a while.
Yeah.
A lot of people waking up to unpleasant surprises, and now they have no excuse. If you use Strava, you can find a toilet and you don't need to go take a dump on someone's lawn.
It depends though, because how far away is the toilet? Like sometimes there's probably emergency situations still.
Oh, there will always be emergency situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this isn't perfect. This isn't going to solve all the problems, but hopefully it will eliminate some of them, Tyson. Yeah, that's all we're asking for.
Yes. Some elimination. And also, like, if you're planning on, like the serial pooper was planning poops along the route.
Right.
In people's front yards.
Premeditated.
So you can premeditate your jog to stop at the stops rather than in someone's front
yard. Yeah. This is a Minority Report. We don't have three people in a tub of water looking at all the people who are pre-planning pooping. Yeah.
Yes.
What this does, if you go run in a city you've never been to, which I do on occasion, and then you get the poops because you ate at a restaurant you've never eaten at before. Mm-hmm. This is what that's for. You're like, oh my gosh, there's a toilet right there. Boom. I'm in a new city.
Basically just maps McDonald's and Starbucks locations.
Not all of them.
You have to buy something.
Yeah, because
at McDonald's sometimes, but Starbucks you do too now sometimes.
It's funny you say that, because there is a Starbucks here, but it doesn't necessarily say it's a toilet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now there is a way, just for all those people who like to exercise but don't like to poop on side lawns in the bushes of strangers' houses. This might be something for you, especially if you travel a lot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And if you could just cut down on like 10, 15% of the street pooping that's happening.
That's a lot of poop.
Humankind will be able to live for 50 years longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danny.
Yes.
Lots of people in the chat asking about the down jacket from the last mediocre amateur in Zion's National Park. What happened? Walk us through that real quick.
That's hilarious that people are asking that. So I posted a video last week of us in Zion, which if they watch the video, they also know I didn't include every time I referenced it as Zion's with an S at the end. Mm-hmm. But finally, the two people I was with had enough of me calling it the wrong name. It is Zion National Park, not
Zion National Park, not Zion's National Park.
Yeah. So
Zion does not own the national park.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the morning trip, about 2 miles in, it's the desert, right? The temperature fluctuates. As you just mentioned that earlier, Tyson. So cold in the morning, hot in the afternoon. I had a puffy on because I figure I like to be comfortable.
Yep.
I hid my puffy under a random tree.
Sure.
In the desert.
Yep.
Desert, hard to discern. Then I did my best. It was stupid, but I literally took a mental picture. Like, boom, this is the backdrop where I left my jacket. It's an expensive jacket. And then the rest of the day went up, climbed a bunch of stuff, came back down kind of a different way. But here's the thing, is that I am so afraid of my wife criticizing me for losing an expensive piece of equipment.
Yes.
That fear had made such an impression in me that I did not forget the jacket, and actually, like a bloodhound, went right to the right tree and retrieved
it. Like a homing pigeon.
Because honestly, if I had told Liz that I lost it, and she's better now, but man, I would get reamed.
What brand of jacket?
It's an Arc'teryx jacket. So you know it's overpriced.
Isn't it super packable where you could just jam it in.
It is, but I had all my climbing gear with me. So I had already chosen to use a very small bag and minimize everything. So yes, I did find it. I didn't know it was going to be such a big deal. So I never put in what happened to the jacket. It was just kind of like a throwaway thing, like, oh, this is a joke. You know, people sometimes do that. And then actually a lot of people asked about the jacket. So the jacket is safe. It's with me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get yelled at by Liz.
Nice. It is nice to find a trail jacket once in a while, though, on outings. Like, yeah. I've been with people who have stashed jackets. And then as we came back down, they found someone wearing the jacket. Oh. Like, oh, my jacket's not here. And then you continue down. And you're like, oh, there's, and the guy stops like, hey, you're wearing my vest. And they're like, oh, sorry. I just found it. I thought
it's like a give like, a jacket, take a jacket.
Library books.
The library book corner.
The corner. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The nature of utopia. Of if you're hot, take your jacket off. If you're cold, put one on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's the future, the law of consecration, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Danny?
Everything belongs to everyone. Yes.
Yes. Wow.
All right. Well, Danny, great job. Happy that the jacket was safe and sound. What are you working on this week?
I'm just trying to get away from my family and go have an adventure, but it's just so hard.
How did all your music composing go?
Oh, it's going great. The problem is I need someone else to bounce ideas off of. I'm like, I probably have, I'm trying to write all my music for my videos. That's kind of my goal. What I'm finding out is I'm not really that good at creating music and I can do like little bits and pieces, but I need someone else to be the professional and actually make it better.
Danny, we already wrote the only song you ever need.
I know the bullet hole.
No, not the bullet hole. There was a song we wrote, and you were the vocals, and I'll see if you remember it, but it's a heavy metal themed song.
I remember going, like,
that's it.
Right. Yeah. I remember. Dun, dun, dun. Yes. Yes.
And then you go do your part.
Oh, I just did the part. That part. Right.
Yeah. But you're just like,
okay. I can't do it a full throated on the podcast.
Oh, because people aren't paying enough for it?
No, you can't just give that stuff away for free.
How about the home gym, Danny? How's that going?
Oh, man, assembled? I just got a huge argument with Liz this morning.
That's good.
We don't work well together. By the way, we're a good couple, even though we don't cook.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you just tell me what you want me to do. I will do whatever, right? In order to remodel the room and put together. I don't want to talk about what we put where. You just say, tell me what to do. I'm your muscle. That's it.
Right.
And then I made the mistake thinking, because she was irritated because I wasn't giving any input. So I gave some input, just a little bit.
That's how
it led to like a 30-minute argument. And then I retreated to my previous position and said, I'll just do whatever.
Right.
But there is no retreating because now she's pursuing you. There's blood in the water. And it's like, you can't escape it. Oh, it was horrible. I'm like, note to self, never give your input. Just offer your
such a good lesson.
Services.
Yeah.
So thank you for asking, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. So that's what's going on.
Tyson.
Yeah.
What's coming up for you this week?
I'm interviewing Natalie Bolton in like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Talking about all things Micronesia. Cause I rewatched the entire season on Netflix and, Then just more pickleball. The PPA, which is one of the main pro pickleball tours, is coming to Phoenix this weekend. I might take the girls up and watch a little of that. And other than that, just being a dad. I know Danny's sense of adventure is different, but having a family can in and of itself be an adventure.
Well, of course.
So
are you feel like you're getting better at pickleball? I'm just wondering if you see improvement.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. It's just more consistency, better placement, higher risk shots, landing more often, stuff like that.
Definitely. Okay. All right.
Yeah, definitely. Why? Do you think I've peaked?
No, I'm
just curious. Find yourself getting better at running?
No, but I improve in other areas that I'm weak.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Well, like climbing, I lift weights depending on what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, I do improve, but it's not like a skilled game like yours. It's more of a strength. There is skill, obviously, but a lot of it's just like strength training.
Yeah. Well, you are strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. veiny at least. What about you, Rob?
Yeah, Rob, what you got going on?
Yeah, just podcasting away. We're waiting to get an announcement on Celebrity Big Brother to find out who's going to be playing in the brand new Celebrity Big Brother season.
Do you know who it is? Do you know who they are?
We don't know any of the names yet. We're anticipating maybe tomorrow. We'll see. We're closing in. I think the premiere is a week from tomorrow. I've been catching up on a show that I know we've talked about before in the past, Too Hot to Handle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This season,
I got to start
Danny?
That new season.
Yeah.
Liz said she wanted to start that new season.
Yep. So, I'm going to be talking about another episode on our Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. Yeah. So I have that. I'm watching Joe Millionaire.
Yep.
Oh, I just saw a picture of the original Joe Millionaire.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. He made the news.
He looked very greasy, right?
Yeah, it's super long hair and a beard.
Sounds cool.
I wonder if he's still a millionaire.
Oh, yeah, maybe like some. No, he was. I don't think he was a millionaire at the time. Then he got money.
Was he
right?
not?
No, he was. Well, that was the premise that he was worth like his celebrity net worth was $18,000 allegedly.
But if they got engaged, they each got.
It was a joke. Like I thought when I looked at him, and not that I know exactly what a millionaire looks like, but I thought he doesn't look like a millionaire now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right.
He looks like the kind of guy who would hold meat to his face.
Yeah, definitely. Tyson, you're watching the new one?
No, I am not. I do remember the old one.
Yeah.
I was curious about the new one. Yeah, and one of them is actually a millionaire.
One of them is worth $10 million. The other one is not. But he's also it's not like they didn't find like a homeless person. He's like he's like the CEO of a construction company, but he's not worth $10 million yet.
Yet. Still successful.
Still probably successful, right?
Yeah.
So, 3 weeks into that one. So, lots of stuff going on.
Thank you for your service, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you all for checking out another News AF. When we get together again next week, it's going to be February. Can you believe it?
Man, already? That's crazy.
Yeah. So, January flew by. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.